When we hear bad news, our initial reaction is to hope that it's not true. You see, if a coworker were to tell you, "I heard that we're not getting paid this week," your initial reaction would be to think or say, "I hope that's not true." Afterwards, you would seek to find out if it's true or not. But the opposite is also true. When we hear good news, our initial reaction is to hope that it is true. You see, if a coworker were to tell you, "I heard that we're getting a big fat Christmas bonus this year," your initial reaction would be to think or say, "I hope that's true." Now, when the birth of Jesus took place, from the very beginning, it was announced as good news of great joy for everyone. And although Jesus had not spoken a single word yet, his message was announced as good news that would bring great joy to, again, everyone, to the Jews and the non-Jews, to the rich and to the poor, and for those who were good people, and even to those who were not so good. So, the question is it good news for everyone? And if the answer is yes, then why do so many people reject Christianity? Perhaps people reject Christianity because they receive a distorted or religious view of Christianity. They don't think that Christianity is good for the world. Maybe it's a political view that states that Christianity is exclusive to a certain group of people. Others perhaps think that their behavior disqualifies them from being recipients of this good news. But again, Christianity was announced from the very beginning as good news of great joy for everyone. And on the night that Jesus was born, the angel of the Lord announced, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah and the Lord." Is this good news? Is it good news for the world? Is it good news for you? I suppose it would be, but only if you believe that you need a Savior. Now, let me give you the bad news. First, God's standard is perfection. Are you perfect? If not, then here's the bad news. You need a Savior. And since no one is perfect, we all need a Savior. So, the good news for everyone is that God came into the world, not to belittle or condemn the world, but rather to save the world. And that is why, as Christians, we say, "Merry Christmas."